Hey, there he is. High five.
Down low. Too slow.
Come here, clown.
Upside down.
Hello, Charlie.
Judith, how's it going?
Hey, Uncle Charlie, show Mom how I mopped the floor with my hair.
Well, it's not really mopping. It's more like dusting.
What if you drop him on his head?
I guess I will have to mop.
Wonderful. Where's Alan?
He's in the kitchen.
He imitates a hunchback.
Walk this way.
Jake giggles as Charlie leads Judith to the kitchen.
Master. Your factually ambivalent ex-wife is here.
I'm not ambivalent. I'm exploring.
Yes, mistress.
Thanks for bringing Jake over.
Well, I wanted to give you this anyway.
What is it?
It's the bill for my divorce lawyer. You haven't been paying them.
Told you they'd notice.
I also need you to look this over and sign it.
And what is this?
My lawyer recommended I take out a bigger life insurance policy on you. You know, in case you should die and can't pay the alimony and legal fees.
Why don't you have him frozen? Then you can use him to keep your drinks cold, too.
And who's supposed to pay for this policy?
You are, and please try me on time with the premiums.
Boy, my shallow, empty lifestyle is looking pretty good right about now.
Okay. Well, as long as we're on the subject of lawyers and death, my lawyer recommended that I redraft my will. And you know what? If I die after you die, guess who gets custody of Jake? Charlie.
Charlie?
Me?
What about my sister?
I never liked your sister.
Is this the sister I slept with?
Shut up, Charlie. Alan, you can't be serious. He's immature, he drinks too much, he sleeps around, he is completely irresponsible.
Yeah, well, you should have thought of that before you threw me out.
Yeah.
All right, Alan, you're obviously angry and trying to get even with me, but I am not going to take the bait. I will see you on Sunday.
Bye-bye.
Charlie raises his eyebrows at Judith. She leaves in a huff.
Hey, man, thanks.
For what?
For trusting me, you know, to take care of Jake when you croak.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't think I was serious, did you? Oh, no, I just said that to piss her off.
Oh, right. Good one. Hey! Men, manly
men. 2.5 men.
That's not fair. Why don't I get to keep the kid when you're dead?
Alan squints.
If I'm dead. And Judith would have to die before me for it to even be an issue. It's a contingency plan for a hypothetical worst-case scenario.
I know it's a long shot, but I had the Marlins in the World Series. Don't tell me they don't come in.
It never occurred to me that you'd even want to be a full-time parent.
This isn't about what I want. This is about what you want, and you don't want me to have Jake.
What?
Nothing.
Why'd you say my name?
Get over yourself. No one said your name. So what's wrong with me?
Charlie, you're a great uncle. You're there for all the fun stuff, but I don't think you're up to the hard work of being a full-time parent to Jake.
What?
Nothing.
Jake, with a snack in his hand, stands between the two brothers. He looks at them for a moment and walks on.
So if not me, then who are you giving him to?
I'm not giving him to anybody. He's not a 5-pound ham.
You know what I mean. Who gets him in that scenario thing?
Cousin Jerry and his wife, Faye.
Jerry and Faye? Why Jerry and Faye?
Well, they've got a good marriage, 3 kids, lots of dogs, a big backyard, and they live in a great school district.
Yeah, but I'm your brother.
Charlie, it's not...
And I live right here. You wouldn't have to ship him off to Cornhole, Kansas.
Coventry, Rhode Island.
Who am I thinking of that lives in Kansas?
I don't know. Dorothy and Toto?
Charlie sits down.
All right, Alan, let me ask you something. If I'm here and Jake's in Rhode Island, who's gonna teach him all the things he needs to know?
Jerry and Faye are both college professors.
I'm talking about the important stuff, about life. Face it, when the time comes, are those two eggheads gonna step up and get your kid laid?
Alan bites his lip.
You're not helping your case, Charlie.
Fine, you've made your decision. Despite all I've been through with your son, my nephew, obviously I have no say in the matter.
Where are you going?
Well, Alan, quite frankly, I'm a little hurt and a little disappointed. So I'm gonna go make myself a big glass of vodka and sit and think about things.
Charlie, wait. Okay, how about this? If Judith dies, and then I die, and then Jerry and Faye die, Jake will come and live with you.
Yeah, like I'm gonna outlive Jerry and Faye the way I drink.
Later, Jake takes a wrapped present out of a bag.
What do you say to Grandma?
Can I at least open it first?
Jake?
No, he's right. Wait and see if he likes it.
In the box is a framed 10x8 of his grandma.
Now you can thank me.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm kidding. No little boy wants a framed picture of his grandmommy. This is for your daddy.
She hands it to Alan.
What do you say, Dad?
Don't push me, Jake.
That's my new photo for the Sunday real estate section. I thought maybe you'd like a color print of it for your office.
Gee, Mom, we've already got the one of you swimming with dolphins.
So you didn't bring me anything?
Oh, is that all Grandmommy is good for, to bring you gifts? Of course I brought you something. There.
Jake's unenthusiastic.
Crayons? I'm 10.
Well, it's not just crayons, sweetheart. It's also a dinosaur coloring book.
But I'm 10.
You want to trade?
No, I'm good.
So, where's your brother?
Why? What'd he get?
Nothing. I just want to make sure he knows why.
He's in his room. He's been sulking all weekend.
Sulking? About what?
Well, it's the silliest thing. I just happened to mention that in the unlikely event that Judith should die, and I should die, that custody of Jake would go to...
Alan freezes mid-word, his lips frozen. His mother glares at him.
Custody of Jake would go to who?
Actually, it would be whom.
Alan, who gets Jake?
Now, see, that's grammatically correct.
Alan.
Jerry and Faye.
Jerry and Faye who?
Your sister's son and his wife?
Them? You would bypass your own mother in favor of two potato farmers on Long Island?
They're agriculture professors in Rhode Island.
Really? Who am I thinking of who lives on Long Island?
I have no idea.
Well, regardless, I am deeply insulted.
Oh, come on, Mom. This is only if Judith and I both die, and we're not dying, at least not before you.
Oh. Now you're wishing me dead.
No, no, Mom, no. Give
me back my picture.
She grabs her picture and storms out. Suddenly, she marches back in and stands the photo up on the table in front of Alan.
No. Better you should look at it and feel shame.
She storms out, and Alan slowly turns to the photo and sighs, defeated. In the drive outside, Charlie is shooting hoops.
Hey, wanna play one-on-one?
Sure. Take it out.
Jake dribbles the ball past Charlie and shoots it into the basket.
1-0.
Charlie squeezes the ball.
You know that Rhode Island isn't really an island? That's just a flat-out lie.
Jake dribbles and goes to shoot. He fakes Charlie out and scores.
2-0.
Hey, I've got to run some errands, so I'll be back in about an hour. You guys going to be okay?
Gee, Alan, you sure I can handle the responsibility? I mean, what if he wants to go to college or something?
Alan shakes his head.
Charlie, please don't start. I'll see you later.
Hey!
Stealing the ball.
3-0.
That was a timeout.
You didn't call it.
Fine. 3-0.
You want to do over?
No, I don't want a do-over. Just bring it on.
Jake dribbles, trying to get past Charlie.
Not so easy when I'm paying attention, is it?
Not so hard, either.
Jake bumps into Charlie and falls to the ground.
Ow! My head!
Oh, God. You okay?
No.
All right, don't panic.
I'm not panicking.
Good. Ah, you're gonna be fine. We just gotta stop the bleeding.
I'm bleeding?
It's okay. Go!
What?
Nothing, nothing. Just a little trickle. Here, take my shirt. Hold it up here.
Ow!
I'm sorry. Okay, let's get you up nice and slow. Attaboy. I'll grab my car keys and we'll head to the hospital.
A hospital? I don't wanna go to a hospital.
Did I say hospital? I meant Disneyland.
In the car.
How's it going there, pal? You still bleeding?
I don't know.
Don't look. You just hang in there. We'll get you fixed up and you'll be back home before you know it. Just as soon as we find the freaking hospital.
You don't know where the hospital is?
Of course I know where it is.
Charlie scans the roadside.
I'm kind of hungry. Can we stop for a chili cheeseburger?
You're hungry? How could you even think about food?
What do you think about when you're hungry?
Fair enough. We'll get you a chili cheeseburger at the hospital.
Well, do they have fries at the hospital?
They have everything. Some people go just for the food. Oh, man. You better call your dad.
On the car phone.
Hello?
Why do you have your father's phone?
I don't know.
Charlie hangs up.
That's great.
Bye.
Jake hangs up as an ambulance speeds by in the opposite direction.
Oh, yes, an ambulance. 50-50 shot he's going to a hospital. Hang on.
Whoa! I can't believe we beat the ambulance.
Yeah, well, those things are just ice cream trucks with blood bags. Hi, we need to see a doctor.
I just fill this out and have a seat.
No, you don't understand. He hit his head. He's bleeding.
Did he lose consciousness?
No. I got a little woozy, though.
Follow my finger.
He follows her finger with his eyes.
He's gonna be fine.
That's it? Bup, bup, bup. He's gonna be fine? It's not a medical test. That's how you hypnotize a chicken.
I like a chili cheeseburger and fries, please.
You see? He's hallucinating. Can you please just get him into a doctor?
Well, you need to fill this out first.
Oh, come on. This is gonna take forever. Can't we do this later?
She holds a clipboard.
Over dinner?
Now you're hallucinating.
Jeez, oh, come on, buddy.
Jake hops down from the counter. They sit down.
All right. Let's see. Last name, Harper. First name, Jake. Ub? Jacob, I knew that. Middle name.
You don't know?
Of course I know. I want to see if you know. You fell on your head, dude.
David.
Wow, Jacob David. They went full Old Testament on you, didn't they? Age 10. Allergies?
I don't know.
Is there anything you eat that makes you sick?
I had a worm once.
No allergies. Have you had any of the following? Measles?
I don't know.
Mumps?
I don't know.
Chicken pox?
Is that the one with the spots?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, we're just gonna vote the straight no ticket. Family history? Well, your grandmother's always been a pain in the ass.
Gonzalez?
Right here.
I'm Gonzalez.
No, you're not.
Handing him money.
Oh, right. He's Gonzalez.
The doctor takes a cap off a needle.
Okay, you're gonna feel a little sting.
Nobody said I had to get a shot.
It's just to numb your skin so you won't feel the stitches.
What are you gonna give me not to feel a shot?
It's all right, pal. I'm right here with you.
Big deal. I'm still gonna get a shot in my head.
Come on. Just hold my hand. Look me in the eyes. Go ahead, Doc.
Ow, ow, ow!
Hey, go easy on the kid.
No, you're squishing my hand.
Charlie lets go.
Sorry. You didn't feel the shot, did you?
No.
You're welcome.
Maybe you'd prefer to wait outside.
I'd prefer a morphine drip and a sponge bath, but the kid needs me.
How many stitches am I gonna get?
Oh, I don't know. 3 or 4?
That's all. Scott Prisman got 9 when his sister hit him with the Etch-A-Sketch.
Help us out here, Doc?
Okay, I'll go 5, but one's purely decorative.
Thank you. Is this gonna leave a scar?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, no.
Yes!
Okay, let's get started.
Oh, good. Maybe that's your father. Hello? Oh, hey, Judith.
Charlie makes a face.
No, it's me, Charlie. What am I doing with Alan's phone? Why, do you want custody of that, too? Oh, come on, that's funny. I don't know. Maybe Alan and I accidentally switched phones. Why don't you try calling him on mine? 310-LICK-ME. Hey, I didn't pick it, but that's what it spells. Okay, goodbye.
Are you doing it? Because I can't feel anything.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Can you see my brain?
Oh, sure, it's a big brain. You must be very smart.
Phone's ringing.
No, it's not. The doctor's just stimulating the phone ringing part of your brain. Right, Doc?
Sure, why not?
Hey, I ordered a chili cheeseburger out there. Will they know to bring it in?
Charlie holds his arms out. Alan's on the phone.
Oh, come on, Mom. Those are two completely different scenarios. Hey.
Charlie and Jake wear striped hats.
Cool hats. So you're saying that because I didn't name you as Jake's guardian, you're switching your medical power of attorney from me to Charlie?
What's going on?
Hang on. If Mom's ever in a coma, you're the one who has to decide to pull the plug.
Charlie's eyes rove in thought.
Pull.
All right, Mom, Charlie's on board. Yeah, gotta go. Hey, where have you guys been?
Oh, you know, we went and got a couple of hamburgers, bought some hats. Ate the hamburgers wearing the hats.
Okay.
You're right, he bought it.
Bought what?
Oh, dude, you can forget about a life of crime.
Charlie carefully removes Jake's hat.
Oh, my God, what happened?
Yeah, we were playing basketball and it got a little rough.
He fouled me.
You charged.
Did not.
Did too. Hold on. So you took him to the emergency room?
Yes.
But the cheeseburger sucked, by the way.
But he's okay? There's no concussion or anything?
No.
I saw my brain.
No, we didn't. We didn't see any brains.
Hey, why didn't you call me? Oh, there it is. Why do you have my cell phone?
I don't know.
All right. You sure you're okay?
Mm-hmm. Can I go watch TV?
Sure.
Alan watches his son run into the kitchen.
I am really sorry, Alan.
Don't worry about it. He's fine.
Yeah, but I'm not. You were right. I obviously can't be trusted to take care of Jake. Believe me, the second you're in the ground, I'm sticking that kid on a plane to Rhode Island.
Charlie, let me tell you something. You can't keep Jake from ever getting hurt. I mean, he's a boy. That's getting hurt is like his job. Last summer, he actually fractured his ass doing a cannonball into the bathtub. All I care about is that he has somebody who loves him and who'll step up when it really counts. And that's what you did today.
Yeah, I guess I did, didn't I?
Yeah, and if, God forbid, something should ever happen to Judith and me, I would be very comfortable knowing that you were looking after my son. Dead, but comfortable.
Alan nods, thinks about it, then nods again. He gets up.
Has this been you putting me in the will?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thanks, man.
Charlie embraces his brother.
That means a lot. Mm. Just do me a favor, all right?
What's that?
Don't die.
The brothers go into the kitchen. Jake's wearing his hat in the car. His mother's driving.
That's a very cute hat.
Thank you. It makes my hair sweat.
Oh my God, what happened to your head?
Oh, I got 5 stitches. There's blood everywhere.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
I just did. Can we stop for pizza?
I can't believe this. I'm gonna have a little talk with your father.
Hello?
ITFC audio description.